Spike Lee has made some 25 feature films and 5 documentaries in a career devoted to putting the Black American experience on screen. Our Harlan Jacobson has seen his latest film, Defy Bloods, and reports from the front.
Spike Lee's films often situate on the home turf, Brooklyn, and find the color where others only used to see black and white. Or they follow black men into battle, whether it's the drug and gang wars of Clockers and Chirac, and the Buffalo Soldiers of the Miracle of St. Anna, his 2008 film about black soldiers in Italy in 1944. The Five Bloods, now on Netflix, comes out of the same route. A troop of black veterans venture back to Vietnam on what seems like a reunion trip. We're happy to be in on it, as it starts in the lobby of a Ho Chi Minh City Hyatt with the Bloods sipping candy-colored umbrella drinks and slapping backs.
Finally.
Mel, look at you.
It's always good to see y'all.
I'm telling you, it's a stone cold trip being back here in country.
Baby, we got off that plane, got a heat, hit me upside the head, kabop! Just like in 68.
Yeah, brother man, we are back.
The blood is back.
Our blood don't die, we just multiply.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon to be fine.
Amen.
There is no Vietnam War movie, however, that doesn't soon go upriver. That's what this very watchable cast does, including Clark Peters, Norm Lewis, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., and Delroy Lindo, as the story toggles back and forth between now and one fateful mission back then. It's to Lee's credit, and to his budget probably, that the cast remains as men in their late 60s, early 70s, There are no Irishman de-aging special effects tricks here. They're just themselves going upriver in 2 time periods with the linchpin, their dead squad leader, Stormin' Norman. A plum supporting part given to Chadwick Boseman, whose remains they say they want to find. A gifted leader, Stormin' Norman has stayed forever young, however, and so haunts them.
I see ghosts, y'all. I see... ghosts.
What happens to all of us, man?
Have you seen them, too?
Yeah.
Dad come to you at night. Storm and Norm comes to me damn near every night. Now, he talked to you like he talked to me.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think so.
Come on.
Fist up.
Get in there, David. Get in there. Put your fist up, David. Come on. Oh, you too, Vin. Go ahead. Fist up, man.
Come on, Paul.
Bloods!
Defy Bloods marks the return to Lee of British actor Delroy Lindo, who made 3 films in Some Kind of Man-Hate with Lee in the early 90s, as Malcolm X's first godfather, West Indian Archie, in 92, then Crooklyn in 94, he just stopped after Clockers in 95. Lindo's had a productive, good career in film and TV, having just stepped out of about 40 episodes over 4 seasons on CBS's Lady Lawyer show, The Good Fight. He's a big guy, around 6'4 in his prime, and makes eye contact with a light hero's nod to both the characters and the audience that he's already gamed out the possibilities you're just starting to see as dangerous. And he's not afraid, even when the film around him is falling apart. Lindo's jungle soliloquy here is being talked about in Academy nomination terms. Not sure what that means in the plague year, as COVID-19 has done to Oscar what it has done to the World Series, Carnegie Hall, and College, to name just a few monuments of seasonality we thought were rock solid, but turn out to have feathers for feet. As the boat moves upriver and away from the setup, the story starts adding parts and characters in both time frames as the Duffers' motivations ricochet between a reckoning, a hunt for buried gold a la The Treasure of Sierra Madre, and Spike practically beats you to death with a paddle on that one, plus some unfinished personal business that every soldier has, some daddy and son business that I'll spare you, I'll also spare you some geopolitical business, the French subplot that brings aging French mech Jean Reno to town or jungle, and some philosophical arguments among the booby traps waiting to upend the plot. You slump deeper into your chair as the film spins out of control the way the helicopter does in the opening sequence that is the genesis of events here. The Five Bloods is 2 hours 35. Lee's never been one to simplify, get in and get out. The cinematography by Newton Thomas Siegel, who showed chops on Three Kings, Drive, and The Usual Suspects, here seems to go for muddy instead of crisp or big. Spike also doesn't trust silence. The Five Bloods has an ever-present soundtrack, like all Lee's films, that too often is a throwback to 1950s Cinerama wallpaper. Lee's films are haunted by Radio Raheem and Do the Right Thing, obsessively carrying a boombox everywhere so he knows he must be somewhere. The soundtrack says so. Here's what's great about Spike Lee. In Spike territory, race is always a player, never better than in Do the Right Thing, his 1989 and fourth film, which I urge you to re-see on Amazon. Do the Right Thing is something like a masterpiece and will stand with any big American film ever made that tried to take the pulse of its own country and see what made it race. Lee lets us listen to black characters and feel what the world does to them as they talk about it in the poetry of the vernacular. He willed into being the image of black Americans on screen as full-blooded characters in some of his better moments in Brooklyn. He makes Brooklyn beautiful or ugly, but home. Most importantly, and I can't say this with more admiration, he did this over 35 years with his own production company, 40 Acres and a Mule, right there in Brooklyn, with a little hello from his friends and a lot of goodbye to anyone who got in his way. The rest of the world now looks at a Spike Lee film like The Five Bloods as way more than a passport. This one happens to be a bumpy ride that may go on too long, but you can't help but like the brothers on it. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.